So there are two or three, depending on how you, I mean, well, let's say there are three typical examples of partial differential equations and three corresponding classifications. In practice, there are really only two. Well, the most important is the one here, mainly because it's the hardest. These are hyperbolic equations. And this is what you almost always get if you have any sort of time dependence in the problem. So the simplest hyperbolic differential equation is the wave equation, which is del squared of psi equals 1 over c squared d of psi squared dt squared. And this particular equation would describe the evolution of waves in whatever number of dimensions del squared is. This would be a partial differential equation even if del squared was in one dimension, because we have the time derivative there, because then we'll have one space and one time dimension, and that total is two differentials, so that's partial. And so this describes the transmission of waves and so this could, I mean, the applications of the where you actually do get waves, if you, as I may have mentioned, Syracuse University is famous for its work in computational electromagnetics. Tap and Sarkar is probably the best-known numerical person here. Professor Roger Harrington just retired. He was the founder of one of the major methods of solving those equations. And so those solve so-called Maxwell's equations, which are the equations describing electromagnetic waves. And this is a very important set of problems, all the way from military calculations to decide whether a particular aircraft has a good or bad radar signature, or if you're Motorola building the next generation of cellular phones, you want to know if your circuit, what the radiation of your circuit is, and whether there's crosstalk between the different components of the circuit. So this type of computation is of great importance both for the military and to the manufacturer of very high-speed circuits. It doesn't, Maxwell's equations are not too important for more traditional digital circuits, at least not at the moment, because the radiation is not big enough. As I mentioned, numerical relativity, the collision of black holes is interesting because Einstein predicted that there would be waves in coming from general relativity. And so these are just oscillations in the fabric of space-time. So here the thing that, so for the first case of psi is an electric or magnetic field, for numerical relativity of psi is a metric tensor, a component of a metric tensor describing your local coordinate worlds. And gravitational waves are meant to be emitted by various sources, such as black holes, when they collide. And those gravitational waves can be detected, at least it's believed they can be detected on Earth by some incredibly ingenious system where essentially you're trying to measure when a gravitational wave hits something which is massive, it will move that massive thing by a tiny amount. And so they have an ingenious system for detecting the tiny variations that come when a gravitational wave hits something on Earth. So anyway, so that's a pretty interesting set of equations.